Hi there, it's Matt Luxton here. Here we are on the home straight. Okay, you've reached the end of the book. Okay, but before you go and get ready, riding fit, I would like to take a moment to recap. I wanted to remind you quickly of some of the key points that you've learned in your journey through this book. Okay, in the early stages of the book, we looked at how to create the stable, mobile body you need. From this, you should have taken away the importance of creating a balance between stability and mobility work in your program. Okay, you'll now have a deeper understanding of the posture problems that you may have faced previously, or what may have happened if you didn't take action by signing up for this program. I'm sure that you now have a clearer vision of how to achieve optimal alignment, okay, with the use of efficient core training and specific mobility work. Okay, we then discussed perhaps one of the biggest issues that you face with being a professional athlete in the section, time is on the mind. I hope that you can now see the equestrian athlete plan, or where the equestrian athlete plan will succeed, where others have failed when dealing with all aspects of time around the program, okay, with the short but efficient workouts. You now know why you needed a plan that took into consideration your weekend's events. I bet you now have a much clearer and much more informed reasoning behind what you want, what you'll be doing, and how you'll structure your day and week, and a clearer picture of how very effective training can be fitted into your busy schedule. Next up, you looked at an essential part of a equestrian athlete's plan. Okay, why you will be assessing, not guessing, for your core. Here we discussed assessments and core training. You now know why assessing, not guessing, is crucial to the long-term success of your training, health and well-being. Please tell me that you'll never do one exercise again. What was it? Yes, sit-ups are actually making your posture worse and negatively affecting your seat position, okay, if you spend a lot of time sat down. I do hope that when next Christmas comes around again, you'll use the equestrian athlete plan and not that generic program or DVD class that you have not worked for you and other equestrian athletes previously. Okay, or if they have worked a little bit, they're not optimal. You looked at then how to create the saddle strong back. From this, I really hope that you gain the knowledge you need to take the proactive action with regards to your lower back health from day to day and for the longevity of your equestrian career. You'll now have a solid and rationalised reason to avoid certain exercises of your individual posture and the nature of your sport. Lastly, hopefully you're able to realise why you cannot just train the lower back to rectify postural problems of the past, and were able to take a more holistic approach to your core. I then guided you through the topic, okay, how you will develop your riding fit legs. One of the major concerns for many people like you at the start would have been about bulking from using resistance. Okay, I really hope that you now know that the start of the use of the work and rest intervals will help you to reduce this bulking, okay? But we'll keep your lower leg flexible and strong, okay, at the same time. From this, you should also take away an understanding of the need for a blend of knee and hip dominant leg exercises, okay, to prevent anterior tilt issues commonly seen with equestrian athletes. I mean, you probably would have always acknowledged the importance of having strong legs, but now you know that you need to mimic the demands of the equestrian event to get the riding fit legs you crave, okay? Lastly, you know why you shouldn't be running multiple long, slow, steady state runs each week, and why doing this may be making you that skinny fat person or adding to the unwanted sort of bulking of the calves. Okay, we then addressed energy and endurance in a chapter titled How to Fuel to Make Sure You Don't Fall at the Final Hurdle. From this, it was my aim for you to have understood how you can rid the body of toxins that prevent fat storage and excess storage of water, okay, which will affect your appearance and performance, okay, then empower you with the knowledge of how to eat well wherever you are, wherever it's on the yard or at an event, okay, and lastly, for yourself, you know, include the knowledge of how to keep up the professionals within your equestrian event to maximize your fitness levels, okay. Having said that, if you are a professional, then you may well have gained the knowledge that will push you right to the top of your tree, okay. In closure, but by no means last, we looked at the mindset, okay, the mind over saddle section. It was here that you gained an insight into how to stay completely focused and on track, okay, to make you an unstoppable on the way to your goal, okay. You now know how to manage stress and mentally rehearse positive situations for the best results on and off your horse, okay. You should now know how to turn goal setting into goal getting by taking care of the processes that take you to your winning post, okay. I really hope you've enjoyed all these chapters, okay, and enjoyed your read or your listen, okay, and now have a great understanding of the whys and hows behind the programme. I cannot wait to get started with the program. Okay, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Have a great day, wherever you are. Take care. Bye-bye.